Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What up, everybody? Paplin here, and welcome to episode 531 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I also want to thank everybody who ended up picking up a copy of my new book, Will It Fly? How to Test Your Next Business Idea So You Don't Waste Your Time and Money, yesterday on Amazon when I announced it here on Ask Pat. Thank you so much. The results from day one have been amazing. We're climbing the ranks of Amazon, and I just couldn't be happier. Just thank you all so much for your support. If you want to check it out and you haven't yet already, head on over to willitflybook.com. All right, here's a great question today from Jeff.
Hey there, Pat. Hope you're doing well. I've been listening to your stuff for a while now, and I really appreciate all that you do. I recently started a podcast called Generally Trivial, taking a lighter look at current events. And my question to you is, when looking for people to collaborate with, how do you know that they're as passionate as they need to be effective in your project? Thanks. Hope you're well. Bye.
Hey, Jeff, thank you so much for the question today. I appreciate all the support. Now, when you say collaborate with, this could mean a number of different things. For example, it might just mean somebody writing a guest post on your site or coming on as a podcast guest. Could be somebody you are working with in the capacity of creating a new product, or somebody who you're partnering with for some incredible venture that you have going on. Whatever the case may be, understanding their passion is crucial, because you want to make sure you're working with somebody in whatever capacity you're going to be working with them on. You're going to want to make sure that, you know, they're in it, and they're not going to let you down. And the only way to truly know that is to learn more about them before you commit to anything. And this could be done in a number of different ways. It could be done with actually talking and having conversations with them. Ideally, you'd want to meet them in person, have a drink or coffee or a meal with them, and get to know them. I think the best partners are ones that are formed in tight situations, and by tight, I mean you're actually with that person and are able to communicate and ask questions and go back and forth with each other in some intimate setting. That would be ideal. But of course, in the online world, in the online age, we aren't always going to be partnering with people who are just in our locale or anybody we're close to physically. And you could still get that intimate environment and understand more about a person by having a conversation with them on something like Skype, or building a relationship with them through social media even is where I would actually start. If you have somebody in mind who could potentially be somebody to collaborate with who you have yet to reach out to, that's where I would start. I would never just reach out to somebody and without any warning just be like, hey, let's collaborate on something. You don't want to do that. You want to get to know this person first and have them get to know you, which is really important, because it goes both ways, right? They're going to want to know that you're the right person too, and how can you do that? And of course, this is where being honest, being authentic, being transparent, it all comes into play. Another thing you could do, because a lot of people have a lot of information about themselves online and post content or are up on social media talking about things, that could be a great way to determine whether or not a person is, you know, going to vibe with you. So you can look at some previous posts that they've done. If they've hosted podcasts or have been guests on podcasts before, that's a great place because you can begin to hear their voice and kind of get a feel for what they're like emotionally and that sort of thing. Another thing that you could do is ask people who those people have worked with before, if possible. You could use something like LinkedIn. If you connect with that person on LinkedIn, you could see who else is connected to that person and who might have recommended them or not have recommended them. So you could reach out to those people. This is something that is obviously very important when you're hiring a developer. You know, you want to make sure that the people you're hiring on your development team have proven themselves in other places that they've worked at before working with you. And it's the same way when you're looking with people to collaborate with. And then finally, Jeff, the thing I would mention is you can collaborate on something much smaller first before you get into this large scale thing that you might be thinking of to collaborate with this person with. So, for example, whatever the thing might be, you might want to do a small version of it. Maybe the big thing is a book that you're going to be writing together. Well, why don't you guys just try to do a guest post together and see what that's like? That way you can sort of test that marriage, because really that's what it's like. It's like a marriage, and you want to make sure that you guys are, you know, communicative and fit for each other and work well together. And, you know, you definitely don't want to get into one of those marriages or relationships where it's just doomed from the start. So, you know, testing small before you go full scale, which is a big theme for me this year and for everybody who picks up Will It Fly, of course, that's really what it's all about. So test small, work with this person in some small capacity first so you can understand what works and what doesn't. You can work things through if possible. If not, well, then you part ways and you know that this isn't a person that, you know, you feel passion from, or it just doesn't vibe with you. So that's what I would recommend, Jeff. And I hope that answers your question, or at least gives you some ideas and maybe even more than you would ask for in terms of, you know, try to make sure this person that you're potentially going to work with is one that's going to be worth vetting and building a relationship with and spending a lot of time with, and of course, conversing with quite a bit. So start small, then you can go big. And that's what I would recommend. So Jeff, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much. And for everybody else out there, thank you for all your questions. If you have one that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. All right. As always, I like to finish off with a quote. And today's quote is from Maya Angelou. She says, "My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive, and to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style." Cheers, take care, and I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks so much. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.